Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good Wednesday morning to you. It is 8:39 on this October the 30th edition. It's Halloween Eve edition of Palmetto Mornings. Again, 63 degrees.
So we bring in the reverend.
Yeah. So true. That's right. You got it.
Thank you.
And are you
covering
available
ourselves
tomorrow, all day long tomorrow?
Tomorrow is very packed.
Oh, it's packed. Yeah. Okay. All right.
You got a lot of blessings too. You have to pre-book.
Right. Does one of them go by the name Reagan? I'm joking. The famous name
Exorcist.
In The Exorcist. That's
scary
true
movie.
All right. Well, I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings.
And we do have the Reverend.
Yes, we do.
On hand.
But not because it's Halloween.
Right.
A better reason.
But she did give us a card. So
yes,
tomorrow, if we need something,
we'll come back.
This is so great. And also to put to rest any wrong understandings of why people say God bless you after you sneeze.
Yes, we just had that discussion.
Yes, apparently it's not because you're getting rid of the bad juju, as you had thought, Lucas. It is, in fact, why?
It's because it's the closest you are to death.
Yeah.
And so you're actually losing your breath. So it's a way of, you know, blessing you as you enter into eternal life.
I bet you didn't think a sneeze was that
right,
deep.
Right. No.
I did. All right.
I did. Boy, Emily, you might need to be available more than just by tomorrow on a 24-hour basis, which we know you are for sure. We're speaking with Reverend Emily Sutton. She's with Bethel United Methodist Church, but you're also on the committee for the crop walk that's happening this Sunday. This is the 42nd anniversary of the crop walk.
In York County.
In York County. Okay.
But it's the 50th anniversary of crop walk nationwide. So this is our golden anniversary of crop walks. We're really excited. We're stepping up to End Hunger since 1969. There are over 800 walks that are happening nationwide this fall, but this is the 42nd time here in York County, which is the longest crop walk in the state of South Carolina.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Cool.
Longest as in distance.
No, not as
longest
distance.
As in every year.
Longevity.
Yes, longevity.
Longevity. Okay, to clarify, because it really takes a lot of like-minded people sharing a heart for this cause to continue the walk,
That's
the tradition.
Exactly right.
So congratulations to South Carolina.
That's it. Yeah. So if folks are scratching their
head. We're number
one. Yeah. When we talk about the crop walk, C-R-O-P, what are we talking about exactly? What's some of the background of this?
So 50 years ago, a group of energized young people in Bismarck, North Dakota, wanted to mobilize their community to fight global hunger. Mm. And so they started in North Dakota collecting crops, right? Like potatoes. And then they put them on a ship. And then they literally, you know, walked it and put it on a ship and then shipped it to Europe because there was a famine going on. And so that's how this literal walk started. It has actually been stated that maybe crop walk might have been one of the first walks. You know, there's a walk for a lot of things these days.
Mm-hmm.
But 50 years ago, that was not a thing. But now we continue to do this for 50 years as we are seeking to end hunger here in the United States, but also globally.
That is fantastic. Yeah. It really is the first walk that I can ever remember hearing about.
Okay.
Like you said, now we have a lot of walks for a lot of great causes as well.
Yep.
But this is really about tradition that started a long time ago.
Yeah.
So the walk here in York County is this Sunday, November the 3rd. And is it free? And if folks come out, what do they need to bring? Can you describe some of the...
So yes, it is free.
Okay.
Anyone can come. We'd love to have you. All ages. So we have a walk for little kids. Mm. That will be just a little short walk on Winthrop's campus. And there's a longer walk that goes from Dinkins all the way downtown towards St. John's. We'll actually go through St. John's Fellowship Hall. Or it might be a little bit different this year, but because of construction. Mm-hmm. But
there is that.
There is that. But on Saturday, we have youth groups and college groups who are doing canstructions.
This is so cool.
Yes, this is so great.
Do you want me to talk about
it? Yeah.
Yes. We'll finish on Sunday first.
Okay, so Sunday, long walk. Yeah, it's so much fun. do the long walk, and you can come, you can make a donation to CROP, or you can bring canned goods, okay. but it's not required. We just want you to come out and learn about hunger awareness in our community.
So you can make a financial donation, mm-hmm. a physical donation. The weather on Sunday should be fantastic.
It looks great. It's going to be a crisp yes, fall afternoon.
That's what it is. Mm. It's supposed to be a little cold, but don't freak out. It's kind of the cold that we should be seeing this time in November.
And it'll be great to walk in,
yeah,
right?
That's
like,
exactly
you'll be outside,
it.
The leaves yeah. will be falling. It's beautiful as you're walking through downtown Rock Hill.
And again, it's part of the walk is just to start the conversation with folks, right?
Right.
Meet people that you don't know and to see what's going on in our community.
Right. So the local agencies who will be receiving funds are Pilgrims Inn, Tender Hearts Ministry, and Clover Area Assistance. So you'll notice it's throughout the entire county here in Rock Hill, mm-hmm. Clover, and also out in York. So it helps the entire community. Mm-hmm. Also funds will be going to global ministries through Church World Service. So you're not just doing something local, but also global all at the same time. And it's just an awesome event. Wow. Prior to the kickoff that starts at 3, so the walk begins at 3, we'll do a kickoff and then start the walk. From 2 to 3, there are activities for families, and my girls love it. They get to, like, carry water to learn about, like, you know, people in other countries don't mm-hmm. have access to a water hose or a spigot in their home. And so how far do people have to walk? And that's why we walk, is remembering mm-hmm. that normally and people in impoverished countries have to walk this distance just to get water every single day.
Well, we saw what happened here in Rock Hill with the busted water pipe yeah. for 48 hours, and how many of us, one, not prepared, and just we took clean water mm-hmm. for granted. Yeah. And someone pointed that out, and they said, try visiting a country where it is few and far between, that's mm-hmm. every day for them. And right. the process and cleaning process of it is unbelievable. All right, we're speaking with the Reverend Emily Sutton. She is on the committee for the Crop Walk. It's taking place on Sunday, November the 3rd. 2 o'clock is registration. 3 o'clock, the actual walk will begin. This takes place on the front lawn of Deacon's.
That's correct.
Right there at Winthrop. All right. Mm-hmm. Then on Saturday, let's get excited about this as well. So this is the Can Construction.
Just yes. Canstruction.
Canstruction.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So young adults.
I've played this at my house.
Have you done this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Much to my mother's chagrin.
I'm not going to give what my youth group are doing.
Okay.
Because
okay.
it is so good. Oh. But they will make, so the past years we made an eraser. So it looked like a pencil with an eraser, and we were erasing hunger, and it made it all, the construction of the pencil was made completely out of cans. So we did yellow cans on the outside and little red cans on the bottom.
That is so
super
good.
Gosh.
Because I was thinking an eraser like one of those felt black block erasers. I'm like, I could do that.
Yes.
But no, you went all fancy, put a pencil and all that stuff.
It's, you know, stacked yeah. and it looked great. We've had folks do like a Batman, so they did a full wall of cans, and then they in the middle made what looks like Batman.
Cool.
And had some all kinds of amazing creations. And so, you know, young people, they have this creativity,
yes.
they want to get out, and it's a great opportunity for young folks to come and put together, you know, cans that they have donated.
Yes.
They've raised funds or they have gone out and bought, and then the cans go to these local agencies. They're split up and sent out into our community.
So added incentive for mm-hmm. donating. We need more red. Go get
right.
some tomato soup.
That's true. So this is that.
We need some white. So if anybody knows where white cans are.
Okay, okay.
White beans. There you go.
Cream of potato.
There you go. So that's taking place on Saturday, November the 2nd. And
yes.
where on campus and what time?
It is actually at St. John's
St. John's Methodist
Church downtown from 4:30 to 7:30.
4:30, 7:30. And that's when people are building them, so people can come and just watch them. They can support. If mm-hmm. you want to join a team,
direct.
I'm sure someone will gladly recruit you if you're
yes.
just standing around.
Yes.
How fun.
I
love
great.
All the messages behind the activities. It's just, it's so meaningful.
And I want to invite you to go to crophungerwalk.org/Rock Hill, South Carolina. If you just want to make a donation online, that's an easy way to do it. But you also can get all kinds of resources about hunger awareness. Mm-hmm. I went on this morning and I learned that 821 million people around the world are hungry every single day, and that 12% of U.S. households face food insecurity right now. So there are also all kinds of other amazing like activities you can do with your kids that, you know, just help them to better understand what hunger is like in other places in the world and what it means to actually be walking on the hunger walk.
Fantastic message. Reverend Emily Sutton again is on the committee for the Crop Walk this Sunday, November the 3rd. It is 8-